Says in Daf Sach Dam Alpha that if a person sells a bias, then Lois a bar of Lois. So this Afish Gasam Gavurma, the Minastam, he doesn't, it's the bar of this is not included in the Mechir of the bias. And the Gemara says it's Sarech Likach La Derech, whether it's to himself or to Acher, depending on different Mandarmim, you have to buy the Derech, you have to be kind of Derech, the ability to walk to your bar and dus, so your Meshai. And if he doesn't sell you the Derech, then you have no way to get to your bar and your dus. So based upon this, Rishonim Asakasha, the Arama asks, so what's the point of doing that? Why was he Mishire the bar? What usage is the bar for him if he can't get there? He can only get there if the Lekech is willing to sell him a derech to be able to get there. So what is the point of being Mishire bar in a dus that it could be you will never be able to use because you won't get a derech unless he's willing to sell the derech to you. Pishma, if you hold Ein Tzarech L'Shire L'Derech, Ein Tzarech L'Kech L'Derech, so then Minastam, you have a right to walk there, even if he doesn't sell to you. But if you have to buy the derech and maybe he won't sell to you, then what's the point of having a bar in a dus, if you're not able to be mishtamish in it at all? And the Ramah says that the Teretz says, it's not for your mishtamishes, but it's for din of the bar mitzvah. That the fact that you have the bar over there means that you have a bias in that makom, and that gives you a din of din of bar mitzvah, possibly could give you a din of din of bar mitzvah, Gabi being kind of the sod, which is samach, and that's the mile of having the bar, even though you can never use it, because the ma'aser gives you a din bailim, the Gabi din of the bar mitzvah, to buy the next field. That's what he wants to tie in. But I think that Lefi, the Rashash over here, Lefi, something the Rashash says, maybe he could be Miyashav his kash as well. The Rashash says, well, the Kachirish, he's Medaik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, they have to buy a derech from him. He says, a derech means a big derech, a derech of Dal Amas. To be able to have a pathway of Dal Amas, that you have to buy, that you have to be cut, and you don't have it in a stump. It's like the Rashash, but a shvil, to be able to have a shvil, a very narrow derech, not a body you have. Everyone's asking, do you have a very narrow shvil, you're able to walk, he says, like put one foot in front of the other one, so it's a very narrow shvil that you have. That avada you have, l'chuli alma, and that we're not talking about. The question is the gabi yaderech, where you could, you know, which is da'al amas. Why? That's a shaila whether you have to buy that or not. And l'fi the rishash, l'chari the kash is miyushav, that avada, even though you can't take it, you might have to buy a derech from him and he might not sell to you, but a shvil avada you have, so you have a way of using the bar. It might not be so comfortable, but you do have a way of doing it, and that would be the nafkamina, that would be why you would be mishar the bar, even if you need to buy the derech and you won't get it. But the Rashash asks on himself that the Gemara is not mashal like this, because the Gemara says a lashon on Beis that Rabban and Sabi in them raises shiutal ma'is v'yifrach ba'avir. He doesn't want to make a matzah where he has to be parech ba'avir. He has to fly over to the bar. It sounds like that without flying to the bar, there's no way of getting there. But lefi the Rashash, you could get there. You can walk on the shvil. It's very narrow, but you're able to walk. What's this lashon v'yifrach ba'avir? So it's like the Rashash that he's mazbed al pi the mission of us. The mission uses the lashon over there that one of the nisim in the base of Mikdash was that oimdim tzvufim mishtachim revechim, that they would be oimed safaf, even though when they were standing they were very crowded, but in the mishtachim there would be room. So the word safaf, the Rashash says safaf is lashon of tzaf. That's what the Rishonim say, that he's floating. Why is he called floating? Because when you're very crowded, a person gets lifted up by the people around him, and it looks like he's floating. So when a person is in a very narrow place and very crowded, that's considered, you're being tzaf, it's like you're floating, you're being parach ba'avir. So he says, that's pshan l'lashon l'gemar, v'yafach ba'avir, that doesn't mean you have to literally fly. You could take your shvil, which is there, that about you do have, but being that it's very narrow, that is considered tzafif, which is referred to as yafach ba'avir, but avada shvil, a very narrow shvil, you would have l'chuli alma, and that would l'char be miyash of the kash of the anrama.